listener production.
Just speak.
Shut up.
Coming up on the Ben and Harry podcast.
Even after that goal was kicked, I was like, all right, what are we going to do now? We've got a minute left.
Yeah. I love you, Harry.
Yeah. Carlton should capitalise on this because it looks so sick.
Man, it was so it stood awesome. Out.
Yeah.
All the players were talking about it. We loved it. It was amazing.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I wanted you to spray it.
This will be Ben's biggest ever crowd probably he's ever played in front of me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just kick winning goals more often.
Yeah.
And we'll be up and about.
I reckon that'll all get cut out. But
let's get stuck into it.
The emerging stars are still yet to meet on an AFL field.
So Ben's Ben and Harry, or Harry's Harry and Ben.
Let's go. Everyone.
Let's go. We're on.
Yeah. Welcome back. We need the intro. Welcome back. But some exciting news. We've got the intro for this or that.
Oh, do we? Oh, I missed that. All right, let's hear it.
This or that.
Oh,
that,
I love it.
Is that your voice?
No, that's not me.
Okay.
Me? When did I do that?
You didn't even know it was you.
Oh, I just did like a fake one.
You did a fake one.
And you've incorporated it. Oh, that works.
That's nice. When you know the craft's good is when you're just taking the piss kind of and it turns out well.
Just organic craft.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We love the craft. All right, this or that this week
this or that.
Is Russell Stover.
Okay.
Russ. Russell. Stover.
How do you spell that?
Well, Russell, and then S-T-O-V-E-R.
Yeah.
Okay, he's Russell Stover, an American chocolate manufacturer founded in 1923.
Hang on, like there's a brand called Russell Stover?
Yeah, that's option one.
That's option one.
Or is he, or they, or it, a...
hang on, has he given it away?
Clues.
A bronze-winning Australian athlete competing in the Barcelona Olympic Games in 1992... Yeah. In the sailing discipline.
You love your athlete comparison. Yeah. Last week was an athlete as well.
Yeah. All right. So a bronze medal winning Australian sailor.
Yep.
Or a chocolate brand.
Yep.
No. So it's like Daryl Lee, but it's called Russell Stover.
But then it's like, yeah, wait, what are you thinking?
Terrible chocolate brand name. I'm locking in the sailor personally.
I'm gonna go the chocolate.
All right. Okay. We're split.
It is a chocolate brand.
No way! It's a chocolate brand.
Yeah.
I can't buy a win.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
We've got to go back through the last three episodes. Has all the correct answers been the first one you've said?
Maybe that's what he's trying to get in your head.
Don't overthink it, mate. There's not that many.
No, but I'm saying every time I've gone
with the crumbs, mate.
I've gone for the right, the second word said. So maybe I'm onto something here.
Yeah. You found a pattern.
Yeah.
A
four. I reckon I have.
I don't think so.
All right.
A four.
Anyway, bad luck.
Well done.
Bad luck, Rollo.
Bad luck, Rollo, on multiple fronts because I've had a shocker. But, Harry, you have had one of the best moments of your career, I think it's easy to say. You happy with that?
Yeah, it was nice. Flat.
He's so flat.
Funny.
But from an individual perspective, of course, you had those great finals last year. But in terms of moments.
Yeah, it's obviously, it's hard to describe it. When you're actually in the moment, like, and this sounds really cliche, but it's just very, not just like another moment, but I don't think you probably understand like how good of a win that was or a moment until like after, like a few days after maybe.
Retrospect.
Yeah. Even like I remember the 2022 game against Collingwood, like the round 23 game.
Mm.
During the moment while the ball was bounced, like it was just kind of like another game. Like you understood it was important, but then like we walked off and in the weeks to follow, it was like that was one of the best home and away games ever.
Yeah.
Like in the moment, you're not really thinking that. But it was a cool moment. It was a really good win and important for our season. So that was the most important part. Yeah, it was nice to, I guess, have a good moment late. But yeah, more importantly, the way we came back. And Vossi told us yesterday it was the second biggest comeback in Carlton history.
Really?
Wow, is that right?
Jesus. So again, didn't really necessarily feel like that, but a cool game to be part of. And I reckon similar to that Collingwood game, it'll be one to look back in the past and think that was a cool game to be part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should hear it because I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you're aware that Harry kicked the winning goal against the Brisbane Lions, a 46-point comeback up at the Gabba, heavily against all odds. And this is the Triple M call of Harry nailing it.
Where's Curno? Mackay, the big come forwards. Harry's got it, Mackay.
So look, guys.
Got in front of Andrews. And how massive is this? The Coleman medal winner from 2021 to give Carlton the lead back. And Harry Mackay. Mackay slotted it home. And look at him go. He's got three. Carlton fans are out of their chair. Mackay is pumped.
How cool.
Everyone was saying, like, they're like, oh, did you? How much top speed did you clock up when you were running and sprinting after the goal? Yeah, that was pretty good by Dice.
Had you ever kicked a match winner before up until that point?
So I got asked that after the game by a gentleman representing the Age, and I said, probably four or five in junior footy, but yeah, there's no proof, so yeah. I'm going to roll with that. Can't remember too many, maybe once or twice, but yeah, none probably senior footy.
None that late in the game, maybe, when... Like, because that was, as far as game on the line stuff goes, it was the difference. 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Not that I can remember, but again, in the moment, it's not, you're not necessarily thinking like, all right, this is a kick to win it. It's like, you don't actually know how long's left. Like, it's just, there's so many more moments that could happen as well. Yeah. So it's like,
it's a good point.
That's what I mean. In retrospect, you think back, oh, that was a huge moment, but right in the present, it's like, all right, obviously this is important, but there's still so much that can happen.
Yeah.
Who knows what can happen. So like in those close games, even that last minute, I reckon the most calm people, not any person watching or is the players, like you're so calm. Because even speaking to like some people from the club or mum and dad or fans, like, oh, I was like so nervous, like watching that last minute, my heart was racing. But as a player, like, because you have some control,
you're
actually really calm.
Yeah.
And again, you probably don't maybe appreciate the moment necessarily until afterwards because you're just so present. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, I think it's well said. Yeah, summed up really well.
Because you just know, like, we've got to do this, we've got to be set up here, this is how we need to execute it. So it's very, like, process.
Yeah,
while you're out there.
And
you've got some control, yeah.
And 2 points earlier, you know there's another moment coming. You had a moment, with 15 seconds left when you were able to get a hand on it. So although the moment you kicked it was great, you know there's something else going to come up in the next 2 minutes or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, football in its essence is, like, just the ability to move on to the next moment. So it's like... Even after that goal was kicked, it was like, all right, what are we going to do now? We've got a minute left.
Yeah,
we need to get this structure right. We need to do this. When we exit, we need to do this. So it's like, you just got to be moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've received so many messages. So thanks to everyone who's got in touch. And after Friday night, this one from Bailey sums it up perfectly.
I love you, Harry.
Perfect. There's been a lot of that.
Thanks, Bailey.
A lot of love coming through on the text line. So thank you to everyone who's been in touch. And we should delve into it. So going back to the first quarter and a half, I suppose, it got out to 46 points. The Lions were red hot. It looked like a team that was breathing fire, really wanted to stamp their authority on the 2024 season. And things must have been really worrying. Did it feel like this is beyond us at any point?
They definitely were impressive early and... They came out and kind of went whack, and before you knew it, it was five or six goals. I didn't feel like, obviously, you've been in part of games in the past where you just feel like, all right, this is like we're not on today at all.
Yeah.
Didn't necessarily feel like that. And then obviously, you got out to 45, 46 points in that second quarter. But even in that second quarter, I felt like we started playing a bit more our way. And then in the last 10 minutes, there was a real momentum shift, I reckon.
Mm.
Even we only kicked one or two goals, but the way we were playing, our system started to kick in a little bit and just felt like the momentum shifted. So we went into halftime feeling a bit better about the situation.
Do you reckon there was, you know, little half moments that you guys were able to capitalise on that sort of was able to kickstart you guys? Or like what, I know it's hard to put a finger on it, but did you feel like the moments were there, you just weren't, you know, making the most of it? Or was it, you know, half moments, little things that just, you know, got the momentum going?
Well, first quarter, I reckon, as I said, they were really sharp and they would seem to be taking all those little half moments and we were just like a half step off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But in the second quarter, we were playing more our way and our brand, which didn't necessarily equate to goals straight away, but we felt like we were back in the contest a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, we kicked a couple late in the second quarter and then, it was actually a good vibe at halftime. Coach is always so calm and it's always process. It's never like, all right, we're 40 points down, like, let's spray you. It's like, this is the process. We're actually doing these things pretty well. Let's go again in the second half.
Yeah.
And then that that third quarter was similar vibes to like the opening quarter and the prelim. It was just like we felt like we were really powerful and really good fun.
Is there anything better when everything just feels like it's clicking?
You've obviously been part of it. It's like that flow kind of just you feel like you're just walking on what's that saying? Walking on
a cloud.
Yeah, I don't know.
A dream.
Yeah. Walking on a dream.
Yeah, it's a song, isn't it?
How does it go?
You just said it, walking on a dream.
Empire of the Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool feeling. Yeah. And just when everyone's like just humming and
synergy.
Yeah.
Every pass is hitting.
It's a cool feeling.
Because there's nothing worse when it's going the
other way. You just feel like you're on an island. Oh,
these blokes cannot miss.
Yeah.
God, how frustrating. But yeah, it's so cool. And then I do want to ask about Vossie because he was the coach of the Lions back in 2013 when they won the Miracle on Grass, it's known as, that 52-point comeback against Geelong. Yeah,
was he coaching then?
Yeah, that was his last year, one of his last games as Lions coach. And he was involved in a lot of comebacks at the Lions. And now that you've had a few coaches under your belt in this AFL system, is there something Vossie does that brings a calmness to the playing group more than another coach?
Well, as I said before, it's very like process-based. So it's not like we're looking at the scoreboard and that's how we're going to dictate what message we say to the players. It's very much like, all right, this is how the game's going. We actually are playing, you know, our defense is actually pretty solid, tied up with these couple of things. Vossie is so good at never like acts on like emotion to the players, very calculated and calm, and very like his presence is just soothing is the right word, or just very calm. Like he has this presence of calmness and always instills belief in us. And then during the week, like, then that's the time to, all right, boys like challenge us on this, or when you've seen all the data. But he's very good at not carrying emotion when he's talking to us in the breaks. Very calculated.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's emotion around passion and inspiring us, and he does that as good as anyone I've ever met. But yeah, there's no rash messages or anything. This is very calm.
Yeah.
I think there's always a belief, and we've done it quite well now, that in close games we can get it done, and that's a really cool feeling as well.
Yeah, it must be.
I mean, he said to us after the game, like, again, it's hard to kind of fathom what type of win that is straight after the game, but he's like, trust me, like you'll look back on this one and that was a bloody good win. So when he says that, you know, it was pretty cool.
Absolutely. And we should go back to the moment quickly, because obviously your kicking form was one of the biggest talking points last year, and which obviously you worked so hard on. You tried your best to ignore all the noise about it, but there must have been something really satisfying about having a huge moment like that and then just flushing it. And you kicked really well all night with 3-1 in the end.
Yeah.
You had one you probably could have kicked, but.
Yeah, I had like a quick snap on the run and I should have kicked it. Yeah, I think a few people have asked that, but for me, I don't think it's necessarily about, oh, like that'll shut people up about kicking
payback,
or like.
Yeah.
For me, it's like just because I kicked well on the weekend, like that doesn't mean that next week you're going to kick well. And just because I didn't execute really well at times last year, it doesn't mean that you can't execute well going forward. Like it's just, there's just ebbs and flows with footy. And as I said, like the ability to, like, none of that stuff is ever personal. And this week, because you kicked a winning goal, doesn't mean you're a rock star, even though people say you're awesome, you're not awesome. And like when they said you suck and you're letting your family down, whatever it is, like that's not actually true either. Like it's just, they're talking about, it's never personal, it's just part of the job. And probably been able to do a pretty good job of just staying, I guess, level through it all.
Yeah.
As I said, like just because you have one good moment doesn't mean next week you're going to, or for the rest of the year, going to kick perfectly. Like I'll miss for the rest of the year, but I'll be comfortable as long as I said last week, my process is really good and I'm committing to the kick, then whatever happens, happens. And in that moment, it was no different. I was like, all right, this is a big moment. I'm excited, like a bit nervous, whatever, but I'm going to make sure my routine is really solid and I'm going to commit to the kick, and whatever happens, as long as I did that, I'll be able to sleep well or not. So
pragmatic about
good,
it all. Just like,
it's good hearing that, isn't it?
But it's so like emotionless, which is
I think you have to
good,
be, man.
Yeah.
It's emotionless in that process, but then it's like, I reckon people maybe if they've kicked like big goals, they'll be like, no, I wasn't feeling any pressure. I was just like a robot, but that's all rubbish. BS as well. Like, of course, as I said, you're going to be a bit nervous, you're excited, like what a cool moment. Like you're not trying to get rid of any of that. Like that's always going to be there. But your ability to, as I said,
accept it
and then focus on, all right, in this moment, there's big moment, so much going on, but I just need to really focus on making sure I've nailed my 30 seconds in terms of stability and then have momentum and committing to the kick, and then whatever happens, happens.
Nice. It was such a big win. So knocking off a grand finalist at home with the injuries you've had, a lot of big players that are going to come back.
Yeah.
A bit of an easier run. I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful to the next three clubs you play, but none of them made finals, I believe, thinking ahead. So it's a really good way to set up your season. So it must be so exciting for Carlton fans and inside the club as well.
Yeah.
Cooper from Middle Park had a question we're going to play.
Hi, Ben and Harry. My name's Cooper and I live in Mill Park. I have a question for you, Harry. How did you feel when you kicked that winning goal against Brisbane? I flew all the way to watch you play. I'm really proud of you. Go Blues.
Thank you very much,
that's
Cooper.
Awesome. That's great. That's cool.
Oh, I love it.
Well, as we just touched on, it was a pretty cool moment. But thank you very much for coming up. It was a really...
Yeah, it was the crowd.
What was the crowd split? It was hard to tell on TV, but was it 50-50 or
60 probably?
Carlton to Brisbane?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But how cool are the Blues Brothers, man?
That was cool.
Like, what is that?
Yeah. It's amazing. I reckon it would be like... a few of us boys were saying after the game, like... It would be cool to start like a
Barmy Army sort of thing.
But like, imagine if it was like 70,000 on Thursday night at the G, all wearing that blue kit. Yeah. Like, that would look so cool.
Yeah.
Similar to what they do with the EPL with the T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
It was an amazing vibe. I loved it.
It should be part of the merch. Yeah. Carlton should capitalise on this because it looks so sick.
Man, it stood out.
Yeah.
All the players were talking about it. We loved it. It was amazing.
So they were Queensland members or something. They just organised.
Well, apparently, so Cookie was saying today that they're like a... They do it for the cricket, so they dress up in for the Gabba test, but one of the head leaders was like a Carlton fan, so they decided to do it for the Carlton game. It was really cool.
They're really overrepresented, Carlton fans up in Queensland, being from there. I remember every Carlton game up there was always like, geez, where are all these blokes come from?
There you go.
So that brings us, it's a good segue to Robbie Williams, who has once again posted on his Instagram. I love that he's still kept in touch with AFL. And he asked this.
McKay! He's done it! He crossed the side of the...
We beat Brisbane in Brisbane. Tears from my eyes. I want one of those tops. Hold on. One of those tops. Have one of those tops, please, Vossy. Come on, the lads.
That's so good. I love his videos.
Going straight to Vossy. Like Vossy's got 20 of them.
Vossy, we're going to do
that's brilliant.
That's awesome.
We said how much of a legend Robbie Williams was, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Because a few boys went down and...
Yeah, and he was like the most lovely bloke, like really asked heaps of questions, like really interested in all of them and was like really generous with his time.
He's a big sport lover.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see him embrace.
Does he have a soccer team? Is that right?
He's a big Tottenham man.
Is it? Yeah.
Because he was singing about Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah. That's right.
But geez, I remember he performed at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane wearing a Jonathan Brown Guernsey one night.
Did he?
I'm like, righto, mate. So get off the bandwagon. We had more questions about the game and we'll get on to Essendon shortly, Ben, but this one is for you.
Hey guys, Laura from Melbourne here. My question is actually for Ben. Were you watching the game on Friday night and were you nervous for Harry with his final goal? Go Blues.
Where are you?
Yeah, it's just funny. Thanks for the question, Laura. I'd organised to go down to Phillip Island. So Taylor's mum and dad own a place down there. So Taylor and I, we had the weekend off, so we thought we'd go down. We'd had a big day Friday at training and whatnot. Mm. So headed down, we thought we'd watch the first half at least and see what happened. And it was obviously a pretty poor start from you blokes. But like I
would, man.
We'll drive down. And so we had the radio on. I never listened to the radio, but like we had the radio on. And yeah, it was getting towards the end. And I had a feeling something was going to happen for you, like in a good way.
Oh, that's nice.
Just had an inkling. I said it to her, I was like, something's going to happen for Harry here. Good, bad or indifferent. And then yeah, we listened to it. Like we had the volume up. It was pretty cool actually. So we listened to it in the car radio for the second half. So didn't actually watch it live, but yeah, made sure we watched the replay in the last couple of minutes when we got home. So
that's awesome. You got to experience it live though.
Yeah, as if like you're an actual fan, like just in the car. So
that was cool. Footy on the radio. Like I'm involved in producing it, but like it's brutal to listen to. You're trying so hard to picture where the
ball is. Yeah, I was trying to think like what end would we at? Like what? Like it was. Yeah, yeah, it was weird.
It was about 75 out. right on the boundary.
Yeah, and you know, like it was obviously a big moment. It's like, oh, where did he kick it from? How was the mark? I was thinking about the mark first. Like how did he craft it, basically? That was my first thought.
Yeah.
And then watch the highlights. So it was a cool moment. Yeah, it was different experience to listen to on the radio, but it was cool.
That's cool. Another question from Stacey.
Hey guys, Stacey from Bundoora here. My question is for Rollo. Rollo, when you saw Harry lining up for goal to kick the seal up, what were you thinking? Were you going for your team? Were you going for Harry when he kicked it? How did you feel? It would have just... Oh my God. Congratulations, Harry. It was amazing.
Great question, Stacey. Rollo in the hot seat. That's good.
Oh, Look, I'm going to be honest. I wanted you to spray it. So I would have preferred if you were 20 metres closer, to be honest, because he liked to flush them from that distance. No, when you took the mark, I was just like, okay, I'm at peace with anything here. If you miss it, I'll feel bad for you, but we'll get the win. And we just had to win it. It was such a shocking night for the Lions. You can't imagine a worse night to start your season.
Well, it was a good game of footy.
Game of footy. Like, no, but
two good teams going out. Wasn't that?
Yeah, the compounding with the Kitty Coleman injury was just devastating.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
really sad. Right.
But no, I was very happy for you.
Thanks, man.
On a personal level. But yeah, geez, bad loss. But then, teams lose the opening game of the year. Good team went up to our house.
Good game of footy.
Knocked us off. Good game of footy.
25 rounds to go, mate, I reckon.
Absolutely. We'll be right.
Keep it alive.
We'll be right.
Focusing on Essendon, because we haven't really spoken about it. Your first game in Essendon colours coming up this Saturday afternoon. Traditional rivals, Hawthorn.
Yeah. So funny that this is not funny, but this will be Ben's biggest ever crowd probably he's ever played in front of.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know your biggest crowd?
Yeah, it was 21,000.
Oh, it can't be that low.
No, not quite.
No,
you don't.
No, we are. Sorry, you would have had like a 40.
40, sure.
No. We had, when Riewoldt and Cochin finished up last year, it was against us at North Melbourne.
Of course.
So it was about, I'm going to say 59, 60,000, I reckon, which was loud. It was loud, but you can attest to this, Harry. But a lot of the boys have been saying that anything above 80 is just like a different kettle of fish. Like it's significant.
Yeah.
And the club are doing a great job in promoting the game, and it's obviously a traditional rival against Hawthorn, and the club are doing a good job. But I think it's I might get this wrong. This is embarrassing, but is it the 84-85 grand final win maybe? They're going to try and promote that as a bit of a showcase thing. So it's a traditional rival. They're going to try and beat it up and break a record. I think this would be the biggest home and away crowd between the two clubs.
Is that right?
If it gets over 80. So
they're expecting 80.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Jeez, on a Saturday
afternoon. That'll be a vibe Saturday afternoon.
Huge vibe.
Yeah, it's like 25 degrees. Like it's
red
gonna
footy?
Be elite. Yeah, red footy.
That's so good. I love that.
Well, last week we did this initiative, Will.
Yeah.
Where we wanted people to refer to a friend. So when you listen to the show, send it to your friend and you could go into a run-in for a T-shirt, basically.
That's right.
So I'm assuming we went pretty well, MJ. Hopefully we got a few to send in.
Yeah.
Certainly did, yeah.
We got a hat. Yeah, we got a sombrero.
That is true.
We didn't even have a normal size hat because we had so many people send them in.
Actually, this journalist reminds me of, I've got a good photo of Ben wearing a similar hat in Italy.
why?
Yeah, I think my auntie was wearing it and Ben tried it on. So.
Oh yeah, we were shopping in Rome.
Yeah.
What, for sombrero?
Ben felt like
it was pretty hot in Rome, to be fair.
Well, we'll get that up. Let me find this photo. You'll laugh, Bill.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, I'll get it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's just a lady's hat.
It's a sombrero.
Show me?
Just a lady's hat.
This does
look quite similar. Let me take a photo of Ben now and we'll do a
side-by-side. Thanks to the good people at Taco Bill, I believe.
Taco Bill, of course. Yeah. Taco Bill, our friends there.
How am I going to get my headphones on with this thing?
But why have you taken all the names out of the hat? Aren't we drawing them out? That's the point of it.
Is it? This is actually a legit thing.
He's walked over.
This bloke's had a nightmare.
Grab the hat and just, what's all this rubbish in it?
He's chucked all the names.
Just toss them out. All right, we'll do one each.
To get a free T-shirt, Ben and Harry T-shirt.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ben's got the first. Congratulations to
Cooking with Kutch.
Well done, Cooking with Kutch.
Actually, I got Lance from Hornsby Heights.
Nice. And I have got one from Marnie Clark. So well done to the
Marnie,
three.
Marnie, one of those three. Well, MJ will get in touch, I'm sure.
Ben and Harry T-shirt. Very limited supply.
And do you want to do it again for next week? Let's just do it one more week.
Okay, one more.
Let's do it this week. You have to send it into a big WhatsApp group. So
right, 3+ people.
And the biggest group maybe wins, I reckon.
More entries.
The more entries. Yeah. So the bigger the group, the more likely I to win a T-shirt.
Yeah, every 5 people in the group, you get an entry.
To confirm, it's just a link to the new episode that drops Tuesday night. So
yeah,
that's
I like
point.
It.
I like that.
Good initiative.
Very good.
I'll claim that one.
All right, that's fine.
Ben and Harry's.
I'm so excited for this.
Twitters.
Birds often think I'm a treat.
And losers.
Every time.
I hate cheese.
Oh my God.
Birds often think I'm a treat.
You still a treat?
Yeah, I'm not getting any shorter, mate.
All right. Fair enough. New rock. Speaking of new rock, did you see the end of the
New Zealand
test?
Yeah, we had it under the club today.
Oh my God. What a classic. Mate, did you say it?
Pete Cummins is actually clutch. For
he's such a good batsman. He does it so well. Yeah.
Well, I didn't actually see the last ball, but was there an opportunity for Pat to get off strike? So
Kerry
said after the game that he didn't even realise.
He didn't even know.
And Kerry didn't seem like he cared. Awareness. They seemed like...
That's killer mindset.
Yeah, I like it as well.
Who cares what we're on? We need the win.
And Kerry was like, nah, as long as we won, I was happy. This is great.
I think that's what separates.
That's what makes him a great teammate.
I agree.
I've been thinking about the ton. And
you're thinking about tons.
Why? Because he's never made one. He doesn't know the feeling because he's never made one.
It'd be...
Oh, shut up. Well, you haven't.
It'd be different if it were nine down. They were seven down. They were in complete control. It wasn't like they were being challenged, and they were going to drop their wicket. I thought that was an opportunity, but...
Yeah. No, I
love it. Under the Aussies.
We often laugh when I'm walking around the MCG with a mate, and there's this option where you can go. I think it's like Brownlow Walk or Premiership Way. And it's like, which way do you want to go? Do you want the individual accolade or team success?
Where do you walk? Where do you go?
Oh, I'm Premiership Way, mate. I'm a handballer.
Sure, when you get it confirmed by your mate, I reckon. That's true.
I'll take it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My Twitter at the club. We've just gotten a new sauna put in, so that's my Twitter. It'd been in the works for about a month or so. So
nice.
It's top of the range, great sauna. So
did it come fully constructed or did you have to do a bit of building?
Build it from scratch. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So it took probably 2 months from start to finish, but it's pristine. It's been a great initiative from the club. So that's my Twitter. We had one at North and it got used every day. So
yeah, our steam room's a massive hit at the club.
Yep. Really? So I know of athletes that are big sauna people. Do you have any logic behind it? Like I'm just completely out of the
I think loop. It's good for sleep, I'm sure. Do you know what? Well, I'm sure the research
is. Yeah, it does help you sleep a lot. I think any extreme when you go from really hot into really cold like that, contrast therapy is really good. Probably should know more about science, but I have to ask Jack Russell, he's all over it.
But you'd take someone like that's word for it.
Oh, yeah, there's massive amounts of research on it. You do a lot of contrast. I think it's good for your sleep, good for your cells and your body. Cool. It flushes out your toxins and stuff with your sweat.
Even
there's a few things.
So they reckon that if you do like a really big aerobic session, right?
Yeah.
And then go straight into a steam room, your heart rate hasn't got a chance to drop yet. So you can get like tiny like aerobic benefits from sitting in like
squeeze
a steam room.
A bit more out.
Yeah. So it's like really cool stuff like that. But it's great for your sleep.
Yeah. There's probably three or four really strong pieces of research on it. So yeah, it was awesome to have it in as of last week.
Jeez.
Yeah, bang.
I want to get in the sauna.
Yeah, mate, you should.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. My Twitter is, it's traffic light, but it's a positive traffic.
It's a positive traffic.
It's a cardinal sin.
It couldn't be.
No, so being up in Brisbane.
You've been pretty good for about
wait until I hear
6 months.
He's been holding off on his traffic content.
Wait until you hear it before you lay judgment. So we're staying in the CBD in Brisbane, and I think Melbourne should bring it in. But I loved how, so when the pedestrian green light went, there was a countdown clock, so it told you how long you had to cross the road. And I know that happens a bit overseas, but we haven't got that in Melbourne.
At all? That's never seen it in Melbourne. Nowhere in Melbourne?
Don't think so.
If you've seen it, send it in. Send in a photo, but
I really like that. So I reckon that was a really good way to do it.
Big in New York, that.
Yeah. I've seen it overseas a lot, but the countdown clock, so you know when the light's going to change. Yeah.
When did you go to New York?
I've been a few times, yeah. I love it.
Same.
Do you recommend? I need to go.
Oh, my God.
I went 2022. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was awesome.
I've been lucky enough to go both summer and winter, which are both very different experiences. Yeah, summer over there is brutal.
Yeah, yeah. When did you go?
August or so. I went to the US Open.
I must have, Yeah, same. I went to the US Open.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I went in September.
Yeah, August.
Went to the, it was like the semi-final of the US Open, did a Yankees game.
Yeah.
It was round one of the NFL at MetLife when the Jets played.
In September? Is that
really? Right. Yeah, it was September. So yeah, cool. It worked out really well. We watched three or four sporting events and did Empire State. Everything was awesome.
Yeah.
I reckon that'll all get cut out, but it was good.
Just New York chat. Oh, righto. Kick the winning goal and
I don't think he's a rock star, dude.
Countdown clock.
Shouldn't even count. It was traffic related. Jeez, should be blacklisted.
So we were boring you, were we?
Yeah. Wow. A little bit. Oh, sick. I went to New York. Yeah.
It can be the Ben and Rollo podcast.
Yeah, man.
They'd do some good numbers.
That'd be a popular sleep podcast, I think.
Yeah, like a sauna. Whack that in the sauna.
Have that in the sauna. Yeah. And double whammy. Loser. On a serious note, just wanted to send all our thoughts to Sam Doherty.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love Doc, and it was just it's just gut wrenching. Like, it's hard to describe. So
it's hard to believe.
Hard to believe, hard to describe.
Was it his same knee he's had three on?
No, he's only had two on his other leg, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is that right?
Pretty sure.
This is his third, but yeah, other leg, okay.
So think of you, mate. We love you, and I know you'll be back out there soon.
Two ACLs in the same game is just devastating.
Same as Kitty Coleman. I obviously don't know him personally, but that was really sad. A great player as well. So.
Yeah.
My loser is a discussion. You'd obviously attest to this, Harry, but we obviously get a lot of treatment at the club and externally. So my question is, what's the part of your body that hurts the most when you get treatment? Because I had my hip flex. You know when your hip flex is done and get released? Mm. I thought it was just an interesting topic to chat about.
Okay.
Strange one.
I like it.
I don't mind it.
It's new.
It's all about insight.
Yeah. So first of all, is your loser that you had your hip flexors?
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable.
Agony,
yeah. Yeah, that was a loser, but I thought we could open up for discussion.
No, I like it.
A common misconception is like you say to someone, oh, I'm just have treatment or I have like a massage or whatever, and it's like, oh, wouldn't that be nice? And it's like, well, it is, but it's like it's so painful.
Yeah.
And you like when you're a young kid coming in, isn't it funny, like you see like an 18-year-old kid come in and like they're just not used to treatment and they're like
They're like jagging off the table,
squiggling on the table. And then when you've been around a bit older, like you
grit your teeth a bit.
Yeah, tougher.
That's a good point. See, it's opened up a can of worms. It's good.
It's good.
The misconception of, like, oh, that must be so nice. You just get treatment.
Oh, you got a masseuse.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's
not bad. That's good. Good, Ben.
Thanks.
Yeah, no.
Yep. Oh, here he is, Mr. Grinch.
Can't even admit
Mr. Rockstar. Shut up. Keep the goal, mate. How many times have you watched the replay of it, by the way?
Good question.
I've been saving it.
Yeah.
Hand on heart, I didn't watch it at all until like I got home on like Saturday night.
Really?
The day after. Yeah, I didn't really.
None of the boys were like, oh, watch this.
Yeah, sure.
Like, no. I would have assumed someone would have thrust it in front of you.
No, I didn't see it until, I kind of looked at my phone on Saturday night after got home and picked up Bunny and did a bit of recovery and everything. So, I saw it a couple of times because obviously on Instagram and stuff, people send it to you or whatever, but.
I would have clocked over 1,000. Yeah, I reckon. If I was you, that would be my background.
Was Bunny happy to see you? Was he jumping for joy?
He actually wasn't at all. He was flat. Really, he gave me the cold.
He's actually a Brisbane supporter deep down.
Bunny was hoping I missed it.
Yeah, did Bunny get my jumper that I sent? Questions.
Brilliant.
We've got Chris to open.
Hey, lads. Chris Panner from Brunswick here. If you could play a game of AFL anywhere in the world, in a stadium, where would you want to play? Big fan of the pod. Go Saners.
Go Saners. Now
I like it.
I'm hearing Chris sent that at 2 a.m.
No, we don't mind it. It's all right.
Just having some thoughts at 2 a.m. It's a really good question.
I love it.
I actually really love it.
It doesn't have to be footy, does it? Like just any sporting event?
No, he said if you could play AFL. Was that the question? Yeah. Much like we saw the NRL at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas.
Just going recently. Back to the America trip I went to a couple of years ago. I'm answering the question, mate.
I didn't say anything. Well,
you said, here we go.
Classic Harry buddy comments. I watched the game at SoFi Stadium, the one in LA,
one.
Yeah, which was pretty impressive. So I would say that one. Yeah, it's one of those ones where you walk in and the ground level is level 3, if that makes sense. Because it's near the airport, they had to dig in, so the plane surface is actually 3 or 4 levels deep. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, so it's a massive stadium. The ground level is actually level 3 in the stadium, which if that makes sense. But that was awesome.
It was that far underground?
That far underground, yeah.
Wow.
Apparently because of the airport's close by and they could obviously hear the planes flying through. So,
is that completely covered? Is that roof?
Good question. Remember. Can't remember.
It is?
Yeah, see-through roof, isn't it? The clear roof.
I think you might be right. Yeah, that was awesome. So probably SoFi.
Yeah, that's cool. That's where the Super Bowl with the Eminem and Dre.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I went the year after that. Yeah.
Mm. I went to Barcelona a few years ago and Camp Nou, where they play soccer, that was so cool.
It's enormous.
Really? Yeah. I think they're redoing a whole new stadium. Could be wrong, but they had like plans to redo it.
Yeah.
Big like sky roof and everything. But that was amazing. Like there was 90,000 there to watch a middle of the year game between Barcelona and Messi. So Leo Messi wasn't playing, but he was in a corporate box and halfway through the game they flicked like the camera to him.
Yeah.
And there was like 7 goals scored that night. It was really cool. But the biggest roar was when they flicked Messi onto the big screen. He's just like a rock star. Yeah.
That's cool.
But then also I reckon if we were playing another sport, I reckon like Lords would be so cool to play cricket.
Oh yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Or Wimbledon. That'd be cool. And centre court and Wimbledon would be awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Good question, Chris.
Yeah.
Got us thinking. Chris. Ashley's got the next one.
Hey guys, Ashley from South Marine here. I know you guys banter each other all the time, but are you guys best friends? Are you each other's best friends? Do you get along outside of work? I just need to know. Thanks, guys. All the best. Go the Blue Baggers.
Who wants to say no first?
Yeah, it's inevitable, isn't it?
We do get asked that a little bit, don't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe when we're growing up, I would say we might have been, but
yeah. No, as you get older, you drift apart naturally. Naturally, yeah.
From your brother.
What? No,
you're not meant to.
Jesus Christ.
No, but yeah, I understand.
Not, you don't keep not drift in touch apart, as but much. Yeah, you got your own things going on, so yeah. You don't need to be in contact every day is what I mean. Yeah. When I say drift apart.
Yeah.
We don't live together, so
Ben naturally only messages me when he wants something usually.
Right, I'll send you a nice message on Saturday morning after the game.
Yeah. It was a message.
Oh my God.
So negative.
I want to read it out.
What did it say?
No, he said no, it was a nice message.
Is it wholesome?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had two ways to go. It could have been sarcastic or
well, yeah, like, oh, nice to finally keep going, kind of.
Yeah. I thought you were going to miss it. Blah blah blah.
thanks, mate.
So well done on a big win last night. It was great to see you execute late in the game. Hope you've been able to enjoy the feeling.
What a lovely message.
I know.
Exactly. I said a nice message back, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, nice.
Well, he said, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Said a thumbs up.
So, yeah, Ashley, they're
just
best
like the message.
Cheers.
just thumbed it. Oh, that's funny.
But no, we get along well.
Of course.
You're always going to be. Twins are very close. So
yeah.
Thank you, Ashley.
And finally from Joel, and we should apologise to anyone who sent in a message because...
Yeah, that was
been a big week. Yeah.
Well, we can't get to everyone, but we'll finish with Joel.
G'day, boys. It's Joel from Carisbrook. Would you rather never have a cold side of the pillow, so no matter how many times you flip it, it'll always be warm, both sides, or you can never get the temperature just right in the shower, so it'll either always be too hot or too cold?
Wow.
Terrific question.
Oh, man, wow.
Thanks, Joel. That is
nothing
awesome.
Better than the well, as we said last week, Dennis
Kimmy.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's his favourite slogan.
Probably what got him thinking about it, Joel.
Maybe. No, I would love the cold side of the pillow. I just couldn't give that up, I don't reckon.
Yeah. You can't muck with sleep, can you?
No, you can't.
Showers, it serves a purpose to clean yourself. You could kind of, in and out.
Just cold showers, Wim Hof style.
It's good.
That's not a bad point. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd go the other way, I reckon. I mean...
You love showers that much?
No, but I mean, a pillow is a pillow.
Yeah, but how annoying is it when it's like the pillow's hot and you can't
sleep? Yeah, but you've got your aircon on. Like, there's ways around it.
No, I feel like saying it's never going to be cold.
Like, ever.
Yeah, the room's like freezing with your pillow.
Yeah, so white hot.
Yeah, but you can get the aircon on, so I reckon I'd go the other way.
Okay. Yep. I do treasure my showers. That would really...
Yeah, in winter.
I felt there was ways around the other one, but the shower, you just... it'd be nice to nail it.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a good question.
Good. Jeez, good app, boys.
We've had a great app.
Well done. Just kick winning goals more often.
Yeah, no worries,
we'll be up and about.
Yeah, that's true.
Carlton, Richmond on Thursday. Big game, huge crowd.
Yeah, what do I reckon? 90?
Yeah, between 85 and 90 was the early mail, but...
Carlton home game?
Carlton home game, yeah. So looking forward to seeing all the Carlton supporters for the first time in 2024.
The Blues brothers and
sisters.
Hopefully
we can get as many, we need to get that going.
Get that going.
See what we can do.
And then Essendon Hawks, Saturday arvo, traditional time slot.
Yeah, 1:45. Bring it on.
Red chair.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully it's good weather.
First game as a bomber.
Yep, that's it.
Am I going to get invited down to the rooms to present your jumper? Yeah.
Why would you present the jumper?
Well, like, you know how they bring the families down to, present the jumper?
They normally do a past legend of the club.
No, so I wouldn't
historically.
I wouldn't be presenting the jumper, but I'd be there.
You'd be watching.
You can come if you want.
Yeah, I'm busy. But
Are you actually going to go? You're going to go to...
I wouldn't have thought.
Good. I haven't got a ticket for you. So.
Why are you wearing 32, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good story.
We
had a player sponsors night last week. And these two blokes came up. He's like, sorry, Ben. Sorry to interrupt, but... just like, why do you wear 32? And they were like, dead serious. I was like, I don't know if they're listening to the podcast or not.
How long have you got, boys?
Yeah, I was like,
well, if you want to raise my hand, here's my hand.
I said, boys, I don't know if you're being serious or not, like you. But... And they're like, no, I'm serious. Like, how come? And they can see him sort of half cracking up. And I was like, you've listened to the podcast.
That's so
like, yeah, we have.
That's great.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that is brilliant. I got to tip my hat to that. That was quite funny.
Tip the hat.
Shout out to those lads. Hopefully they're listening. But...
Nice. Great app.
Very awesome. Good. Well done.
Have a good week.
Insta and TikTok at Ben and Harry Podcast. Send the DMs. We answer them as always. Give us a follow.
Say good day.
Like, subscribe. Send it to your WhatsApp chat. You'll be in the running for a t-shirt.
Beautiful.
Bang.
Go Blues.
Go Dons.
Nice.